Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast. What are the common mistakes with door signage for property agencies in New South Wales? Was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Wednesday, 19th of April, 2023.
Again, I have talked about this before and it is signage. Signage external to your agency. Now, this is about Section 29 of the Property and Stock Agents Act. And almost, I don't know, I was going to say daily, but probably every second day, somebody either sends us a photo of what's on their front door or an inquiry about, oh, do I have to have this? Do I have to have that? Everybody gets it so close, so close. When we actually look at Section 29, there's a couple of, when I look at, what it says about that, the words are, a licensee must display legibly and conspicuously, my favourite two words, legibly and conspicuously, so you need to be able to see it, outside the licensee's registered office and any other place at which the business is operating, the licensee's name and description as a licensee. So are they, you know, if it's the corporation, then it's the corporation license number. And then the second one is a description of the kind of license or licenses held by the licensee. Now, within the Act, the definition of licensee is any individual or any entity that holds a license under the Property and Stock Agents Act. So that is the individual or it is the corporation. So if you are a corporation, yes, it has to have the corporation name, so the proprietary limited name, the trading name if it is different from the corporation name, and the corporation license number. Then it has to have also the licensee in charge. Now, remembering, the licensee in charge is just a nominal title given to the person who is nominated as that licensee in charge. There's still a licensee. They are a license holder under the Act. Therefore, their name has to be on there. Their description, they're a licensee in charge. And then their license number, which identifies who they are. What it's not doing is taking that section 29.1b, I'm just having got it printed here in front of me, so I'm having a quick look, 29.1b, the description of the kind of license or licenses held by the licensee. So if you are real estate, then it's a real estate license. If you are strata, then it's a strata managing license. If you are both, then it's both. If you are a real estate agent and a stock and station agent and an auctioneer in both real estate and stock and station, then that's what goes on the door. So what the licensee in charge is holding is the functions of the office, because if the licensee in charge holds real estate and stock and station, then that's the functions that that office can do. If the licensee in charge only holds real estate, then it doesn't matter who works under that licensee in charge. If they've got a stock and station license, the agency still can't do it without the licensee in charge having that category of license. So that's why it's important for that to be on the door as transparency for the general public. Because remember, you know, fair trading are about consumer protection. So it's about the transparency for the general public to see what it is that you are actually licensed and authorised to do what they are asking you to do. So, you know, just take it that one step further. Don't forget the functions of the office or the description of the license category that's there. So the description of the kind of license or licenses held by the licensee. So that's the bit that everybody seems to forget. The next bit is that a licensee is anyone who holds a license. So therefore, it is every license holder needs to be, let's go back to the words, displayed legibly and conspicuously outside the licensee's registered office. Now, okay, yes, you can have it sign written on there, or, you know, I've seen, you know, more recently, lots of people have, you know, a perspex part on their window where they can slot in. And they take it to that next step, which I think is fantastic, using a little bit of marketing in here, putting some photos of the agent saying, meet our licensed team. And, you know, you've got your photo, and everybody, you know, every agent's got a good photo of themselves. Their photo, their name, their license number, or even their class of license, and it's on externally, legibly and conspicuously to that office. So, you know, use it as a bit of PR. Meet our licensed team. Here they are. Look at them. And if you've got it in a removable, as each of your assistant agents get their license, yeah, they get added into that. So, you know, that's, you know, yet, you know, really nice way of saying congratulations, you've got your license. Yep, you're now on the window, or there's a picture of you now on the window, you know, in the special frame on the window. So whatever it is, I think, you know, always spot in, you know, throw in a bit of PR where you can and match it up with your compliance, always a good bonus.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.